Eldoradio lebt mit dir.
Yeah, time to funk your head up.
Yo, this is Double Bravo. You are checking out Funk Your Head Up. Funk Your Head Up. In the mix. You are listening to Double Bravo, your homeboy. Tune in.
Yo, what up? This is Res Nullius.
This is Weirdo.
Representing Crazyology.
And you're now listening to Funk Your Head Up.
Only real hip hop.
Peace.
Hey yo, wir sind die Funky Funk Verteidiger und ihr seid bei
Funk Your Head Up!
5-8 Music, Rock Kick, bei der Show Funk Your Head Up.
Funk Your Head Up auf Eldoradio, Real Hip Hop in dein Ohr. Check das aus, Felix Regula, ich bin raus. Peace!
Yes, ja, das ist Dude und Fab für Funk Your Head Up auf Eldoradio. Peace!
Yo, das ist Flip Ferocious für Funk Your Head Up bei Eldoradio. Das geht raus an Lock One, P-Genius, Joris, haut rein. Pünkt.
Yo, yo, check das aus. Hier ist Young Sun, Probe Trapsport von 1 und 1. Ihr hört Funk Your Head Up, die Radiosendung Nummer 1. Dortmund Hip-Hop, Shit vom Feinsten.
Commercial tracks you doing. A brother gotta eat. Jam, won't you rap for food then?
Away from cannabis like Wyclef.
Deacon and no fry sex.
Similar to Christ.
Got divine reps, so tell me.
If you know you're going down,
why step up?
Show no mercy.
When bruising cruise.
Get hit with more bricks than New Jerusalem.
Riddles confusing fools.
Like Confucian rules.
Most cats are more square than Rubik's cubes.
We spit raps that are totally murderous.
The rhymes are like an inner kind of serpent clutch.
So check out how these herbs get touched.
Unless your broad's giving us brains.
Nigga, you ain't serving us.
Deacon and no.
Cunning linguists with stunning English.
Our true lies break more punks than
Harry Ringquist.
Every week
with the best speech. Roll with cats and smoke more trees than the slash and burn technique.
Sex beats between bed sheets.
Red fleets, Pulp Fiction style.
Even your car with red seats.
We make like fly swatters and smash pets.
Put peeps under more pressure than a Kelly Price bed set.
Leaving bodies looking like samples from the Warshack test.
Ink blots.
So fuck around and get your theme rocks.
Jugs in the back with the beam cock.
The plots to have everything between LA and Queens.
Word, check it out. Cunning linguist. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do. I mean, you probably don't know how we do, but you about to find out. Like what?
Time. time when I couldn't find energy. The only person that was feeling me was Mrs. Hennessy. It's like life was pinning me down. I used to go out on the town and get instantly clowned. You ain't gonna be a rapper, you're not a factor. A Kentucky boy, get yourself a tractor. Chasing after bogus dreams that you never achieved. That's when the liquor and weed became a need. Self-esteem was lower than Storkle City's. Aspirations were about as big as Myrtle Urkel's titties. Then as soon as I started getting some pride, my sister hydroplaned and died on I-65. In a family full of cries, house full of tears. Spent many years with a bloodstream full of beer, heart full of fears. All jeers, no cheers, till the rhythm in my ears make my mind clear.
Time is just to glare, hold the mic like a memory.
Ain't closed in my palm and go beyond the flow exposed in my songs. Can't grow fond of past memories, cause negativity leads no way to live with vast energy. Offended by the mental imagery that suggests living in poverty was really meant for me. Paternal tendencies towards chemical dependency had me thinking that all my enemies were kin to me. And I can't begin to see how to control the flashbacks and progress past. So my style of dress got me laughed at. Thought I was past that, but it tends to reoccur when I don't receive what I feel I deserve. Being slurred by those not living in my position, my thoughts tend to glisten just like a pot of pissing. And when I thought I'd risen, life freezes the frame. So I hold the mic like a memory to ease the pain.
I shine in spaces where time is just a glare. Hold the mic like a memory.
On the wild path of my life, on the pain and heartache that fuels my passion to write. You know what blasphemy's like, cursing at God, cause you ain't got shit, it hurts and it's hard. Hella times I stepped it up to only stumble, was forced to play Tarzan in this concrete jungle. Most of my life's today's got me forever light and haze, trying to forget the times where I barely ate twice a day, feeling alone and helpless. And when I only felt the shame of sharing a twin bed in a homeless shelter, few friends even then, most homies is fake. Feel like a prisoner in my home, pins were my only escape. I went from the block of my fam to college exams, but the pressure's still there. Dog, I'm still scared, but I know it'll all be right in the end, as long as I can focus my fears and channel my life through my pen. Channel my life through my pen.
Comes trouble.
I'm so sick of all these rappers, MCs talking about they thugs. Though we've been thugged out since Cub Scouts. You know what that means? When y'all were breaking in line, we were breaking spines. We didn't have no slip knots, we had nooses. We have Girl Scout cookies, reaching ahead with bricks. Yo, dig up out since Cub Scouts.
We are guaranteed to make you bleed. Jumping out of swings, kicking in feet.
Thugged out since Cub Scouts.
Yes, indeed.
Thugged out since Cub Scouts.
Believe, we are guaranteed to make you bleed. Jumping out of swings, kicking in feet.
Thugged out
while since Cub Scouts.
Yes, indeed.
Wheeling on my big wheel, dressed to kill. Jeans with the knee patch, slanted raccoon hat. Wiffle ball bat and my holster rolling. Super soaker filled with piss, patrolling. Thugged out, get drugged out in your own treehouse. Hanging hives on jungle gyms, letting the bees out. Girls want beef like Arby's, built they Barbies. My Cub Scouts were a miniature sinister army. In the cafeteria, didn't let shit slide. Hit guys up for they milk and shepherd's pie. You want extra pizza? Here's your slice. I'm the line leader, bitch. Run your mic, hit y'all. Thought you knew I'm the shit, dawg. That's what you get for rolling all hard and kickball. Fart knocker, you better hope class lasts. Cause at recess, your ass is grass.
No doubt, I've been thugged out since I was a Cub Scout. Hopping off my BMX, punching niggas in their mouth. Ooh. A little badass nigga, fuck hide and seek. I was getting a whipping from mama like every week. Splitting niggas' wigs and taking their G.I. Joe's. Lunch money, you name it, baby, I got to have it, yo. Talk shit and feel my hands grip your fucking throat. Girls hated me cause I would always steal their jump rope. Another bigger nigga say something stupid. Smack him with the bat, lay his ass out flat. Wild Mr. Nappy Head Boy be like that. Where's the home training? He's like an animal with no taming. Who you blaming when your son gets snatched up? Smacked up. Derek Green again, he's about to act up. And while you playing dodgeball, I'll be tapping jaws.
Here comes that boy again.
Yo, he's worse than a Chucky doll.
We are guaranteed to make you bleed. Jumping out of swings, kicking in teeth.
Thugged out since Cub Scouts.
Yes, indeed.
Thugged out since Cub Scouts.
Believe, we are guaranteed to make you bleed. Jumping out of swings, kicking in teeth.
Thugged out since Cub Scouts.
Yes, indeed.
The movie wasn't at all popular until that day I beat down the hall monitor. I used to use small binoculars to look at girls through this hole in the wall that led directly to the stalls where the bras lockers were. And there were usually all topless, soaring over the tie shoes. That's when I bust through to make my move to grab at least 5 boobs. And this ain't high school, this is kindergarten. Judge was into arson, turned the media center into carbon. I guess I had mental problems, but then again, I think my problems started when the school nurse put me on Ritalin. Y'all put sugar in gas tanks, put boogers on the substitute's glass and he drank. I had pics of hooker with the principal, getting his ass spanked. I guess I had a passion for pranks. I wasn't scared of the teachers. Judge was getting head under the bleachers during the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hey, cutting in the lunch line, what you thinking, dog? I stab you dead in your eye with the Lincoln Log. Oh, you think I'm soft because I rock eyes hard? Pull out the sword off.
Oh, my God.
Even though I've never been hauled off the juvenile detention, I've done things too vile to mention. I was too demented. Remember when baby Jessica fell in the well? I threw her in it. I always been a sick kid. Took hella volumes and all type of doctor's prescriptions. And when the den leader gave me stress, I slapped them in the grill with my merit badge vest. Nevertheless, classmates learn never to test. Unless they want to spitball stuck in their neck. Oh, you think it's funny? I'll beat you down. Screaming out, my buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy, my buddy and me.
That boy's one mean motherfucker.
This is where the spinal cord exits the skull.
Yo, yo, yo! Schönen guten Abend! Hallo da draußen! Herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Ausgabe von Funk Your Head Up. Heute mit meiner Wenigkeit Locke One. Und ich habe heute für euch ein kleines Cunning Linguist Special vorbereitet. Beziehungsweise vorbereitet habe ich es eigentlich schon vor langer, langer Zeit. Aber heute habe ich mir gedacht, ich spiele es. Und wir haben gerade 3 Tracks gehört aus dem ersten Album von Cunning Linguist. Real Rap for Food hieß das, ist damals rausgekommen, 30. Oktober 2001. Also hat auf jeden Fall schon ein paar Jährchen auf dem Puckel. Und es gibt nämlich auch ein 20-jähriges Jubiläum meines Lieblingsalbums. Da komme ich später auf jeden Fall noch zu. Das habe ich mir nämlich heute quasi als Anlass genommen. Und deswegen werdet ihr da draußen heute den ganzen Abend Cunning Linguist auf die Ohren bekommen. Habe ich, glaube ich, auch schon länger nicht hier gespielt. Wer Funk Your Head Up seit Ewigkeiten verfolgt, weiß, dass ich das früher immer sehr gerne mit reingespielt habe. Und da ich heute eh alleine bin, werde ich ausschließlich Cunning Linguist für euch zocken. Das ist eine unglaublich geile Rap-Kombo aus Amerika, aus Kentucky und Georgia kommen die Boys. Hatten verschiedene Besetzungsformen, angefangen mit No, der die Beats macht überwiegend alleine, aber auch mit Deacon zusammen. Und Deacon the Villain ist der zweite Typ im Bunde. So haben sie zusammen angefangen als Duo. Und ja, beide produziert und gerappt. Und dann gab es weitere Veränderungen der Band. Da kommen wir quasi immer wieder drauf zurück. Wir werden jetzt immer wieder so 2, 3, 4 Lieder pro Album so durchhören. Das sollte ungefähr von der Zeit her so hinhauen. Und ich habe mich konzentriert auf die bereits erschienenen Alben. Es gibt einige Solo-Projekte, einige Sampler, jede Menge Features und so weiter. Heute gibt es quasi nur die Alben ums Ohr. Und wie gesagt, das war gerade Will Rap for Food, erschien 2001. Großer Meilenstein auf jeden Fall. Und da drauf ist auch der Track Linguistics. Das ist immer noch einer der meist gehörten und gewünschten Songs der Band, obwohl das einer ihrer ersten war. Ist so ein Song, an dem die nicht dran vorbeikommen, den auch live zu spielen. Und auch so ein Song, den der ein oder andere DJ auch mal irgendwo im Club spielt. Aber die haben eine riesen Palette auf jeden Fall und davon will ich euch heute einiges zeigen. Deswegen gehen wir über ins nächste Album nach Southern Underground. Das ist dann zusammen mit Mr. SOS in Kollaboration passiert. Also da hat sich Cunning Linguist quasi ein neues Crewmitglied dazugeholt und haben da auch ein sehr starkes Album gemacht. Und da hören wir jetzt auf jeden Fall rein in ein paar Tracks und dann melde ich mich danach nochmal. Also bleibt dran. Bis 10 Uhr bin ich hier am Start mit Cunning Linguist Special bei Funk Your Head Up heute am 28.01.2026.
Trying to climb out the underground, grit under my fingernails. Tell me what little dough to promote. How will your single sell the folks? The Woodtop already got the free promo. How many folks you know actually own a turntable? Ready to burn labels to the ground that I'm trapped beneath. Do it for the love, but all of us have to eat. Pull rhymes out the ass when I couldn't jot a poem. Wrote my first LP when I was without a home. No weekend warrior, seen where I've been. Easy to do it for the love when your mom pay your rent. Cause I can't pay rent with yo kid, you ripped it. So you gonna buy the joint? If I had dough, I'd get it. Man, I'm hurting. My future ain't certain, but I'm still playing on. Wish I had a dollar for every flyer my name is on. Not every event, I'm talking about every copy. Good enough for you to exploit, but not good enough for you to copy. I ain't even cocky. Most times I'm on the humble to get a cut at the door. Damn near gotta start trouble. You waste the business cards, my head hurt from when we network. Rock for free, got to drive in 2 hours in an escort with three other brothers who all wanted the carpool. I leave without a check, you'll catch a permanent scar, fool. Goddamn, it's hard. Whole game's nasty, filthy. Giving it my all until the masses.
Yo, man, feel me. The underground sucks, I'm just being real about it. I mean, I love hip-hop, but this how I feel about it. Do these rich rappers have this much skill? I doubt it. Why my apartment so small, the sardines be feeling crowded? We throwing up the radio, I can't get a deal without it. Y'all seen how I leave MCs on a battlefield devoured? But hour after hour, it's the same old songs in rotation. The only difference, geographic location. They wanna steal my light and try to stop my vocation. But just break them down past scientific notation. I'm filthy nasty. Y'all ask, what's my motivation? I don't have none. I mean, I like to go platinum. All I need is a little more push like Jesse Jackson to shoot billboard bullets like the ones from my Magnum. I got it bad, son. That's why I smoke to the back done. So if y'all don't clap some, the bully gon' clap some, you know?
Every day sucks when I'm rockin' a hard
place. That nasty, filthy, underground.
So many obstacles making my heart race.
That nasty, filthy, underground.
That nasty, filthy, underground.
That nasty, filthy, underground.
That nasty, filthy, underground. Yeah, yeah.
Word to the holes on my socks and my nose full of snot. I got dope flows for shows, but got no one to watch. I got no dough for clothes, but got holes on my jock. But they don't know I'm broke, cause I told them I'm not, yo. Who said underground ain't supposed to be hot? I remember spinning records back before people stopped. Now they spinning CDs, they download and get props. Living life for the ice like their souls on the rocks. But down here shows we know how to rock. And on wax we rap for food like the hole when we drop. Look at me, I've been eating Cheerios out the box. I'm so skinny I get lost in my clothes when I walk. But if you relate, press record on your box. Grab a pack of ramen noodles, let it boil in the pot. And if you've been here before, you know not to talk. Cause I love the underground, it's the road to the top.
Rinse. Dude, in less than 2 weeks now, labels calling, claiming they loving my street sound.
They on the West Coast.
I'm thinking I'm Pacific Seabound. Days pass, now they're saying that they'll catch me on the rebound. Stay at my job, clock in, and my boss watches, making sure that I properly stack boxes. The TikTok on the clock seems to be moving in slow mo, waiting on foes so I can go home and work on my promo. So many dope songs, but who's hearing them? Deacon hits the open mics, but who's cheering them? Feeling nasty, filthy, you're any of those synonyms.
raps. Without me, the game's the same. I ain't Eminem, I'm just a broke rapper. Southern backpacker, watching all these whack niggas and all of they cash stack. So next Thursday, when my paycheck is sent, will it be for that studio time or rent? I don't know, yo.
Every day sucks when I rock in a hard place.
That nasty, filthy underground.
So many obstacles making my heart race.
That nasty, filthy underground.
That nasty, filthy underground.
That nasty, filthy underground.
That nasty, filthy underground.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you more than I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
Love ain't for the faint of heart. Start training, this game is hard and arduous. You're gonna play in the dark like when it rains in a park. You're hardly conscious of the stains and the scars enabling your partly clouded logic to pay to a populace with arrangements of chocolates. Now, you're working yourself out the same as when you strain with a nautilus. You're willing to embrace pain, face and sustain negative consequences. Nothing you say when a love isn't better with common sense. Then, do you really regret when you shredded your promises? Now, I tested the waters, kids, sipped it, rippled the pond a bit. Visits haven't abolished and this shit's killing my confidence. Is this filling your conscience when distance is an accomplishment? If you miss chicks when they're around, the phrase let's quit isn't an option. You best fix whatever's wrong and just move on and get on with it. Cause you'll catch bigger fish in the sea if you manage not to drown in it. It's sad but proud or not, most your standards go down a notch. The loneliness drinks at the bar you set too high. Cause it isn't really my time, is it? Shit, I just found the watch. Hearing the bell toll for me twice a day has me fearing my grandfather's clock. And I can't die without trying, my hands tied in knots. Knowing that I'll never learn to brave the waves if I stand by the docks. Love is hampered by thought. If you can handle the prospect of death, it's as massive a shock. And the intellects, it's a fucking smack in the crotch. It's a cancer to rot your soul, tosses demons off of the road. Just use caution to know the love ain't nothing but a loss of control. Off we go.
Stupid shit on purpose, brain out of service. Word slurred when you blurt shit. Stuttering, uttering nonsensical shit. In your verses, feeling like a shirtless, four-breasted woman in a circus. Furtherly trying the gap, an unfillable void. Because of parents never transferring that umbilical joy. So girls create a false world of feeling on boys. Exploited guys playing with her heart like her feelings are toys. When you have it, there's nothing like it. You get excited, seeking those who provide it on phones, talking to psychics. Some spirit, spend their entire lives trying to fight it. Living in a confusing haze like they grooving the Isaac. It ain't the end of the rainbow with a treasure chest and a map. It ain't easily learnable with definitions intact. It can ride your train of thought and demolition your tracks. Hitting it, bull whipping you, leaving them slits in your back. But I've been a lucky one, loving parents, loving friends. But I still spend a lot of my life loving sin. But I ain't a genius on it, I can only pretend. Cause overall it's an emotion I cannot comprehend. It's love.
CD is playing. Love is like graffiti on a train, meaning love isn't easy to explain. A feeling in your brain that can trigger jealousy or pain, but can spread joy and peace in the same. Love can make you feel like you're on the beaches in Spain while you're squeezing your dame on Washington Street in the rain. But with too much heat in its flames, and you can get burned when love ain't returned. It hurts deep in your veins like needles and blades. It's crazy, but you heard it from me. Some women love, others squirt in their tees and purposely squeeze into their tight skirts and their jeans to leave a man jerk for their cheese. It's all about the birds and the bees. Love can leave a person relieved, but still it can hurt when it leaves. I've never found a woman perfect for me, but this music certainly feeds all the urges in me, and I'm doing it for the love until it's curtains for me. It's love.
Two. It's Master Ace, Cunning Linguist, about to get into the seasons. Seasons of hip hop. We gonna start it.
Yeah.
As we spring back to the past, it was all happening fast. We glorified coke and smoking crack in a glass. When B-boys danced to the latest jam, you could say this man was the greatest fan. When shoelaces were fat and all the rappers' faces were black and light brown, a box with the right sound was all you needed. When it blast, they must move. You just prove you hard like L and Crush Groove. The song started to drop. Ain't nobody start at the top before Preem learned the art of the chop. This is way before SPs and MPCs and long before CDs and MP3s.
game start to bloom and blossom. And masters ready for the ceremony like a groom in costume. Growth from the rain of the previous years. I took notes from what I heard through these devious ears.
And summer's heat waves ascended in its splendid manner. Greens was flooding, I seen, although the skin was tanner. Fuck the police, jumping over radio scanners. It was hot in the shade, wet paint all over the canvas. Fuck vanilla ice cones, we had tea cubes, America's most, and wanted that chronic on the left coast. Talent pools were full and fresh for swimming. Backstroking through dark sides and neomatic beginnings. Them lemonade stands were making street platinum. It was too live, over the crews called heat for rapping. But free speech, pollination, kept bees colonizing in hives. And sung the Loris Tucker right in a pride. The tribe's ocean splash was rising the tide. Strictly for my niggas that were ready to die in the ride. I wish the summer's vibe could have lasted forever. Too bad we had to have a change in that weather. That shit was beautiful.
Seasons change, mad things rearrange. Play me in the winter, play me in the summer, play me in the order, any order. Seasons change, mad things rearrange.
White and green turn yellow, green, all them colors. See, all them leaves must fall down.
As the east versus west winds blew, causing two legends to fall like maple leaves from escalated beef. Assume that the worst was over till these cats started wearing shiny costumes like the 31st of October. The weather's colder, but the word jacket is what they did to people's styles, not what they covered their backs with. Tactics of the skill impaired, no limit to what they'll do when the green is scarce. Some be Thanksgiving for who they know, while others get jerked for loot. Cause getting signed ain't a turkey shoot. No respect for the pilgrims who paved the way so you can rock that. Just pop crap and Plymouth rock rap. Beyond gimmicks and fake plastic tits, outcast the Raekwon drop fall classic discs. Born to roll, so I'm taking you back to school days of autumn before the bottom dropped out in 2K.
By the dawn of the new millennium, we saw bright change. When it brought along platinum, causing the ice age. No more cold, no more yo MTV raps. Now we got R&B cats selling classic rap tracks. In winter it snowed in like the temperatures below 10. Citizens open up shows for more snowmen. Scrawny boys rock bubble gooses to pose like grown men. And you can catch freezer burn from women when they show skin. Jolly fat white men get paid when rap hits the shelves. And artists themselves get treated like elves. Matter of fact, Santa's gotten so greedy. When a rapper sells, you even need clearance to sample Jingle Bells. What the hell? You need cells in two ways for chicks to bone ya. And so much ice on your body that you can get pneumonia. Even at the beaches of Daytona, it's gotten colder. But it's about time for the cycle to start over.
How we gonna start it?
Yeah. I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. Back in the 16th century, way, way back in the day, Nostradamus predicted the end of the world will be on May 5th, 1999. And I don't know how, but as I'm writing this, that's only one day from right now. What the fuck? I pull up to shell in my truck, look up, nah, Earth ain't about to erupt. Open my door, get up, slam it shut, Marv, what up? Let me get a bag of ice and a stack of plastic cups for a minute. We chat about life and all of that, then we dab. Check you out tomorrow night, I'll be back. Grab a beanie and light it, turn the key and start driving, back off into the night. Then I start to get frightened, thinking, damn, my whole life I was just a dreamer. I never got to put on a show in a packed arena. I wanted to go on Rap City and act witty, but all I ever did was put up with hoes who act shitty with a whack pity. Was I choosing a role that didn't get me there in time? And I be losing all glow. Hold up, I'm losing control. Think realistically on it. What could fuck up a planet in one day without warning? And even if the world does end, I can't be mad at guys, cause life could have been much worse. At least I'm satisfied. At least my dad's alive, married to my mother. I have a sister and friends that I could call my brothers. At least I have life. Some people, they life was stolen. Set up for a crime, but behind bars is where they hold them. We got kids killing kids cause earth is cold. Women using abortions as a form of birth control. It hurts the soul and leaves a scar on your conscience. But it's a blessing that I made it through this nonsense. So even if this will be my last night, at least when it's over, I'll be doing alright. I'll be doing alright. I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright. I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright. I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright. I'll be doing okay. Okay.
okay, okay.
Back in the 16th century, way, way back in the day, Nostradamus predicted the end of the world would be on May 5th, 99, 3 years later and change. The World Trade's frame got struck by planes, looking like God unleashed his fury and rain. Flames exchange pain for how America came to fame. Clutching my brain, my sense of security changed. Usually confidence was pyramid me, now fear in my veins said, any of this shit could bring nuclear weapons in. Any of this shit could end in any second if the commander-in-chief couldn't assure our protection. That's no more addition to my memories collections. Missing me and my girl's matrimonial connection. No child in videotaping the first step in the growing old and teaching grandchildren life's lessons. But thankfully I got saved during them church sessions. So I thank God for Earth's blessings. Health, not a lot of wealth, but a lot of peace within myself. Not a whole lot of forgotten pieces up on the shelf. Discipline from loving parents, so they raised me by the bell. When I was young, I was wild. Life took it for granted. Nice. Living outlandish. Christ, hope he could stand it. Now I do right.
I do right.
Wherever can manage. The devil was eating me alive, but I climbed out of a sandwich. And now possibly on the verge of having everything vanished. Feeling as if I didn't do anything as I planned it. Like I was trying to live my life right, but somebody panned it. But I still had love when down, helping hands lifted me up. Out of the mud, out of the muck, and out of the dark. And attitude when I didn't give a fuck. From them days in the park alone, drinking gin by the cup. Through an exilist maze, wandering and constantly stuck. The blessings were always there, I just chose to ignore them. Shit started getting sweeter when I learned to explore them. Wasn't selfish with them, trying to stretch and contour them. And didn't let the world get too diverse and distort them. So as I kick back and ponder on all my getting, and I spit raps about where my life could have been heading. I admit that I do have a wonderful life. So if this night was my last, I'll be doing alright.
I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay. And as long as I can live to see another day, I'll be doing alright, I'll be doing okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, da bin ich wieder. Halb neun haben wir es mittlerweile. Und ich habe gerade noch so ein bisschen kleinen Übergang von zwei Alben mir erlaubt. Und zwar haben wir nicht nur Southern Underground, wie angekündigt, gehört, sondern auch Sloppy Seconds Volume 1. Das war ja so eine Mixtape-mäßige Produktion. Da waren neben etlichen eigenen Tracks auch klassischer Mixtape-Charakter, bekannte Beats, gejackte Beats und darüber dann Songs neu interpretiert. Und da eben auf dem Sloppy Seconds Volume 1, was auch 2003 rauskam, auch Remixe von den Songs sind, die auch auf dem Southern Underground sind, habe ich gerade gedacht, ich mix das ein bisschen ineinander, war ja auch im selben Jahr. Und wie gesagt, da war Mr. SOS mit am Start zu der Zeit und die Jungs waren auf jeden Fall sehr fleißig, haben auch etliche Features gehabt, gerade eben auf dem Sloppy Seconds. Da war unter anderem auch Master Ace drauf, der auch wiederum auf Southern Underground war. Den Song hatte ich auch gespielt, Seasons, auch einer der bekannteren Cunning Linguist Songs, damals produziert von RJD2. Und da gibt es dann auch ein Remake, 10 Jahre später, glaube ich, oder so, haben die dann nochmal einen neuen Song gemacht, auch in der Besetzung. Und ja, damals, wie gesagt, viele Feature-Gäste. KS1 war zum Beispiel auch am Start, um jetzt mal so ein paar Größen zu nennen. Ansonsten viel aus deren Umfeld, wie zum Beispiel Tone Deaf, damals Labelchef von den Jungs bei QN5. Und der auch sehr talentiert ist und ja, einige Leute noch aus dem Umfeld, unter anderem aber auch noch, darf man nicht vergessen, Sean Price war damals auch mit am Start, mit Neben hatten die da auch schon Kollabo und die haben auf jeden Fall schon ganz gute Connections gehabt und haben sie auch bis heute noch und haben schon mit einigen legendären Leuten schon früh in deren frühen Karriere Musik gemacht. Und ja, tun das auch immer noch wieder. Genau, und damals noch als kleine Nerd-Zeit-Info gab es ein Projekt von K&O, also dem Produzenten von Cunning Linguist oder den Hauptproduzenten und Tonedef. Die haben sich zusammen Chico and the Man genannt und die haben halt 2003 auf Sloppy Seconds Volume 1 angekündigt, dass ein Kollabo-Album von den beiden kommen wird. Und es ist bis heute, 23 Jahre später, noch nicht erschienen. Es gab, glaube ich, 16 offizielle Release-Termine. Die wurden immer wieder gecancelt und das Album ist bis heute nicht rausgekommen. Ich hoffe sehr drauf, dass es irgendwann rauskommt. Man darf ja noch träumen. Ich versuche es immer wieder zu verdrängen, dass es dieses Album irgendwie noch nicht gibt. Das haben sie sehr, sehr aufwendig damals gestaltet, haben das ganze Album, nachdem es quasi fertig war, nochmal neu instrumentalisieren lassen, haben dann mit verschiedenen Künstlern und Künstlerinnen zusammengearbeitet, die die ganzen Samples dann quasi live eingespielt haben und so, haben dann ein Riesending gemacht und ja, ist denen vielleicht auch irgendwie über den Kopf gewachsen. Man weiß nicht, ob es nochmal rauskommt. Gut, so viel zu den beiden Alben. Kommen wir zum nächsten Streich. Das ist dann auch die Sloppy Seconds Volume 2. Das kam dann Ende Dezember 2005 raus. Ist halt auch wieder dieser Mixtape-Charakter. Hat auch wieder einige Features drauf. Aber überwiegend Cunning Linguist eigentlich, die das Album bespielen. Und da gibt es dann auch die ersten Anleihen für das nächste Album. Und genau, deswegen hören wir jetzt mal in Sloppy Seconds Volume 2 rein von Cunning Linguist. Auch ein sehr geiles Dingen und ja, ich melde mich dann nachher nochmal, also bleibt dran.
Show with breast and peek the address. If you don't let me know, I go and speak to the rest because. Shining light, a bright quasar all on my radar, like a twister. Should've ran for shelter, but I'm storm chasing sister girl, Mrs. Curls from a different world. Like Dwayne, Wayne, and Whitney, couldn't claim they were hickeys. We was young, dumb, I'm full of cum. Yep, we all been on phones, late as fuck with the love on. Through yawning till morning came, walked home alone in the rain. Smiling, cause I just put my finger all off in the thing. You was a gift, Miss Delicious, non malicious. My interest, age with interest, fine as fuck. All the fine for finding my love. Can't really combine it in one rhyme with a stand to be tough. But I can't really have you walk away from family blood. And if I promise I'm your man to be, that's vanity, cause I love you, I need you. I just can't let you go. But to keep you, to mistreat you. And I'm thinking only heaven knows that.
I try. unfasten my belt, cause I've been eating with my eyes again. Before you, I wasn't receiving all my vitamins. Adoring you forced me to paint the town, now my mind is red. But now my eyes are red, his love is nearly lying dead. This is a body that I used to lay beside it, and time again, head first diving in. Swimming, I was sure this was a gift that God had sent. Then drowning became a song I don't want inside my head and can't get it out. What an unfortunate mishap to grab a new spouse who's being a cordial mismatch. But every day she places razor blades where her wrists at. My boo-boo's got a boo-boo to kiss that, cannot fix that. Regardless, I tried, it's removing her out of my life. It'd be like removing a part of the sky. Harder, but if I don't bother to try, I have to keep watching her die, and I don't want to. So
Mama's little burden, rose to lust, lavish living like daddy's little version. But the cops pop pops on his grind for Porter Richard. So a shackled man stands and name his first son Richard.
Young, realizing why, but he despises daddy's lies. His sister Karma look just like his mama with daddy's eyes. He's sitting father looking out the window with daddy's ride. His childhood passing by, he's growing too fast to cry.
Too old to be told stories of knights in shining armor that beats his destiny recited nightly to him and Karma. Opposite bedtime, her street tales of Papa's fed time. Rolling stone with skull and bones tatted across his neckline.
He learned to fold rags and low mags before he could read. His mama spending a rent on boy when there ain't nothing to eat. Tracking her arm up and turning cheap tricks for bumps. And he been checking the same empty refrigerator for months.
Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
No,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even. Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
But we know,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even.
Watching mama's body wither and hunger pains in his sister. From a teen to a king, he stuck up his mama's mister. No more peddling poison for profit off in his household. Took papa strap and tap mama's dealer till he was out cold.
Whatever it takes, he does it dedicated to his sister and mother. Learning the game by bagging zips with his cousin, keeping the fridge full. Now when he got dollars by the fistful, a car with a system and a yard full of pit bulls.
King Rich, the rich king who scribes its own things. And those who owe dough fill blows with gold rings. And mama raised Karma with destiny right on her arm. In a project palace founded by balance but far from home.
Ignoring his daddy's letters, but his sisters anticipate the visitation days, but he just focused on getting paid. He barely ever home, growing up alone. He had to rehabilitate his mom and keep his sisters from hoeing.
Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
We know,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even. Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
But we know,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even.
Now Rich is feeling himself, not concealing his wealth. And his cousin's loving his product and in profit it's felt. He's crying for help, but Rich told him tighten his belt. And then Rich ditched his cousin, put his life on the shelf.
It went from hustling to feed those in need to greed. And neglecting his cousin's progress, police is pleased. Cause he helping them crucify Rich with times and dates, names and states on license plates that cost supplying the weight.
So Rich got his niggas out, pitching on the curves. While his cuz with the law jaw, singing like the birds. Said if he take the stand, they plan to send him to the burbs. So he pitched Rich to the Dixon, sent them to the birds.
Cased and replaced his bracelet with cuffs and chains. A fucking shame he flushed so much he plugged the drain, leaving his sisters and his mother with nothing but more problems. And his new cellmate is his 50-year-old father.
Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
We know,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even. Fast forward in time,
we all
searching for reason.
But we know,
ain't no way to rewind, so we spend that time just trying to break even.
Yeah, funk your head up. Viertel vor neun. hier im Elloland. Und ihr hört immer noch das Cunning Linguist Special mit Lokuan. Und wir haben gerade in Sloppy Seconds Volume 2 reingehört. Ein Album von den Boys, was 2005 rauskam. Ein Mixtape in klassischer Hinsicht mit eigenen Tracks und mit bekannten Beats, über die gerappt wird, wie auch schon vorher bei Sloppy Seconds 1. Wobei hier tatsächlich auch sehr stark schon auch noch zusätzlich deutlich wird, wohin sich die Gruppe gerade entwickelt. Da waren noch Mr. SOS, der ein Album vorher dabei war, als Bandmitglied mit dabei, und ein Feature-Gast namens Neddy, der dann auch am Start war. Und genauso in dieser Zeit, beziehungsweise kurz dann danach, hat sich die Bandformation geändert. Nämlich hat dann Mr. SOS Cunning Linguist verlassen und Neddy ist festes Bestandteil geworden, sodass Cunning Linguist dann aus K&O, Deacon the Villain und Neddy bestand, was sie auch bis heute noch sind. Also seit 21 Jahren sind die drei quasi Cunning Linguist. Vorher gab es kleine Wechsel und das passierte so um den Zeitpunkt. Und 2005 gab es dann auf dem Sloppy Seconds Volume 2 auch schon einige kleine Previews von dem kommenden Album namens A Piece of Strange, das dann 2006 erschien. Auch ich glaube am 26. Januar, also jetzt vor ein paar Tagen, ist es 20 Jahre alt geworden. Und ist ein Jubiläum auf jeden Fall, ist ein wirklich sehr begehrtes Album von den Fans. Man muss sagen, die haben eine starke Fan-Community weltweit auf jeden Fall. Ich denke mal, überall auf der Welt insgesamt wesentlich größer als in Amerika selber. Aber auch da sind sie nicht unbekannt, eben auch durch viele Produktionen, die für andere gemacht haben und viele Feature-Gäste und so weiter. Aber 2006 haben sie dann auf jeden Fall das Album gemacht, was es mir auch sehr angetan hat. A Piece of Strange ist bis heute noch mein Lieblingsalbum. Wobei ich ganz ehrlich sagen muss, als es damals rauskam, hat es mir gar nicht so sehr gefallen. Also ich habe das bestimmt 20 Mal gehört, bis es irgendwie so Klick gemacht hat. Da waren so ein, zwei Songs drauf, die ich anfangs sofort gefeiert habe, weil die so ein bisschen mehr nach vorne ging, ein bisschen mehr so die Party-Tracks waren. Und die anderen Sachen eher ruhiger und ein bisschen deeper, ein bisschen melancholischer waren. Und das konnte ich damals irgendwie nicht so sehr feiern. Und dann habe ich es immer und immer wieder gehört. Man muss auch sagen, es war bei mir quasi auch gerade frisch die Crew kennengelernt. Ich bin so gegen 2004 oder so vielleicht mit der Musik in Kontakt gekommen und als das dann rauskam, war das so, das hatte mich dann erreicht, okay, fett, neues Album, also man war so drin und ich habe es sehr, sehr häufig hören müssen und seitdem wächst das Album aber auch immer noch mit jedem Hören mehr und ich feiere es hart. Also ich kann es euch auf jeden Fall nur ans Herz legen. A Piece of Strange ist ein unglaublich geniales Album. Und da hören wir jetzt auf jeden Fall rein. Da sind auch Features drauf, wie zum Beispiel CeeLo Green, damals Goody Mob, für viele bekannt von Gnarls Barkley. Immortal Technique ist da mit drauf, Tone Deaf ist da auch wieder mit drauf und vor allen Dingen halt Neddy, No und Deacon. Und da hören wir jetzt nochmal rein in den Mix und dann melde ich mich danach nochmal. Also viel Spaß mit A Piece of Strange von Cunning Linguist und alles Gute zum 20-jährigen Jubiläum.
the music. Chop this, screw that. Take you to church in a verse to you, you fact. Holy Ghost from the lowly coast, spit humility. Facing critics, cold fronts, blocking our humidity.
We on rap.
For sure it's cognac, I twist your dome back. Our tracks, see they be napping.
But you can't comb that.
Call it El Natural, sound of soul. You ain't seen these darts or how fast they flown.
From between these parts and the ones near known. I slang bang with a twang and hang on earlobes. You hear natty hot as caddies with no steering column on them.
With enough lines to dry all the clothes that you own.
And since when did the South
get pinned in a drought?
Not never been clever since Big Pen's been about. Reaching whatever levels that are suspended in doubt. That we as bad as your kids when the spice to our mouth.
I hear them talking about southern folks can't rhyme. Some of y'all must be out your goddamn mind. Yeah, it's about that time. We got that shine.
Mason Dixon line, been across your mind like nightsticks. Rain down on the game and fuck it up like white kicks. I might switch southpaw,
knuckle the jaw.
If another broke nigga spit about spending it all, I spent the gems that you slurs to put around your neck. So save that to pay back all your loans and debt.
I made back in a plaque, is that all you get? Shit.
We struggle to juggle talent with a hell of a sales pitch.
Standing on southern dirt that helped America get rich. You ain't gotta struggle with a shovel to dig this cold. There's no power after hours in the winter months.
Hot dough,
crock pot flow, so here dinner comes. Welcome shell toes down underground railroads.
Niggas fresh out of jail clothes, spitting like hills close.
And these words ain't slurred. Maybe how you listen's blurred. You ain't feeling sick to serve, motherfucker, kiss a curve.
I hear them talking about southern folks can't rhyme. Some of y'all must be out your goddamn mind. Yeah, it's about that time. We got that shine.
Realize you can depend on me. Just hold on.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
batteries full barred at birth. But it's hard to stay charged on earth, cause worldwide like girth, the wise are in dirt. Grandmamas used to bust us to church, humming hymns, stretch out a fat meal on the table from something slim. Now we starving, faith on the back of a car, and defined it, follow tracks down arms and boulevards in the south. Watch his mouth bark, paints audio visuals, call it rhythmical miracles and parts what your eyes read see. Throwing change ups in your medley through headpiece, still judge with no dread each day. Instead feast life's unfed beast that eats bread and meat. That's either your cash or your corpse. So I just pray that the Lord helps me last through this
war. Every time I try and help myself, reaching out and finding no one else, I can't hold on. Feel your soul in me. Realize you can depend on me. Just hold on.
That the junkies is a choice. It seems to whisper the sisters to switch. They missed us simply to get their financial support. Then turn and make the same supporter beat them and mistreat him and leave him after breaking them for the sport. Got a married man licking his lips and ladies of leisure. Lauren feeling the fever, rather cheated than leave her. Love his money too much, so it's cheaper to keep her. Cause she's a teenage love like Peppers and Reaper. Ain't nobody on this earth been perfect since birth. Sending and doing the irk and dirt in church. Then the next minute be back to putting in work. Jumping into them hoes, not taking in first.
If you want it,